Welcome in. Today we're doing a Hoover Base resampling masterclass in Ableton Live using stock devices only, intermediate level, drum and bass mindset, and the goal is simple. Take a classic rave Hoover and turn it into a modern DNB bassline that hits hard, stays controlled, and actually survives a busy break. This lesson is all about one idea: resampling is the secret sauce. We're going to start with a strong source patch, then we'll commit it to audio in a few different prints. And then we'll treat those prints like our own custom sample pack. That's how you get character and movement without getting lost in endless tweaking. All right. First, set the session up DNB ready. Put your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. Then make three tracks. One MIDI track called Hoover MIDI. One audio track called Hoover Resample. And one more MIDI track called SUB Sign. On the Resample audio track, set audio from to resampling, arm it, and make sure monitoring is set how you like so you can hear what you're doing. Quick coaching note, we're separating the sub on purpose. When you resample Hoovers, the low end gets inconsistent fast. Phase changes, modulation, distortion, it can make the sub wobble in loudness and feel. In DNB, consistency equals weight. So we keep sub clean, stable, and boring. And boring is good down there. Now let's build the Hoover source. On Hoover MIDI, load Wave Eatable. We're going to build a classic detune saw foundation. Set oscillator 1 to a basic saw, oscillator 2 also to a saw, or a slightly different saw table if you want a touch of variation. Detune osc 2 somewhere around plus 10 to 20 cents. Don't overthink the number. Play a note and tune it by ear until it starts to smear and feel wide, but still has a center. Then turn on unison. Use classic mode, 4 to 8 voices. Push the unison amount into the 60 to 80% zone. The sound should already feel like a rave stab when you play short notes. If you hit a chord and it sounds like a choir of angry saws, you're in the right neighborhood. Now enable Wave Eatable's filter. Choose a 24 dB low pass, LP24. Start your cutoff somewhere between 200 and 800 Hz. We'll animate it, so it doesn't matter if it feels a bit closed at first. Add a bit of filter drive like 3 to 8 dB, just to thicken the midrange. Next, shape the amp envelope so it behaves in a DNB context. Attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain low maybe 0 to 30%. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. What you're aiming for is, it speaks quickly, it gets out of the way of the drums, and it doesn't leave a messy tail unless you intentionally program one longer note. Now the movement. This is where the Hoover vibe becomes alive instead of static. Add LFO 1 and map it to the filter cutoff. Sync it to the tempo at 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the amount small to moderate. Think wah, not wobble. In drum and bass, too much movement turns into a cartoon really quickly, especially at 174 BPM. Optional but powerful. Use a second LFO map to oscillator 2 pitch with a tiny amount, like 1 to 5 cents. It gives subtle drift, like the sound is breathing. If you notice it sounding out of tune, you went too far. Okay. Now we'll do post-synth shaping using stock devices. After Wave Eatable, add saturator. Pick soft sign or analog clip. Drive it anywhere from 2 to 8 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then trim the output so you're not slamming your master. Here's a big workflow tip. Leave headroom on purpose. When we print audio, we want peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS on the resample track. Not because quiet is cool, but because Ableton stock distortion and dynamics react way more predictably when you're not redlining. You'll also get cleaner transients when you slice. After saturator, add auto filter. This one is going to be your macro style motion filter, even if you're not using a macro. Try LP12 or bandpass. You can add a little envelope amount for bites so harder hits feel more aggressive. Then add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus or ensemble. Amount around 15 to 35%, rate slow, like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, and width around 80 to 120. This gives you the classic wide, animated Hoover swirl. But remember, wide low end equals weak club translation. We'll control that. Next, add EQ8 for cleanup before resampling. If you're doing a separate sub, high pass the Hoover somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. That creates space and makes the Hoover more consistent. If it's getting spiky or fizzy, gently dip somewhere in the 2 to 5 kHz region. Don't scoop out all the bite, just stop it from poking you in the ear. Then utility at the end. You can keep width around 80 to 120 for now, but don't get attached. We'll manage mono later, and we might even do mid/side EQ once we're in audio. Now, write a Hoover phrase. Make a two-bar loop. The mindset is call and response with the drums. Rolling conversation, not a constant wall. Pick a dark key area. F, G, Ab is a classic vibe, but any minor scale works. Rhythm-wise, go for short stabs, mostly 1/16th to 1/8th notes, and then include one longer note per two bars so you can capture a tail. That tail becomes a resampling gift later. Also, velocity matters. Accents on downbeats, softer ghost stabs on the in-between hits. If everything is the same velocity, it sounds looped. If velocity shakes tone later, it sounds performed. Cool. Now the fun part, resampling like a pro. There are two approaches. The first is resampling the full chain in one go. Arm hoover resample and record 8 to 16 bars, while you tweak a few things. Filter cutoff, LFO amount, chorus amount, saturator drive. The key phrase is, tweak a few things, don't touch 12 parameters. Commit small decisions in stages. The second approach, and the one I recommend, is printing layers. Do two or three resamples with different intentions. Print 1. Cleanish mid. Less saturation. More definition. Print 2. Dirty and overdriven. More saturator. Maybe more filter drive. Print 3. Wider and more modulated. More chorus. More movement. Name them clearly. Like Hoover print clean. Hoover print dirty. Hoover print wide. Because if you don't label, you'll end up with audio 37. Audio 38, and you'll hate yourself in 20 minutes. Now, once you've got your recordings, we turn them into instruments. Method 1. Slice to drum rack. Right-click the clip. Slice to new MIDI track. Choose transient or 1/8th note slicing to start. Now you can play Hoover hits like drum one-shots, which is perfect for DNB. It's also insanely fast for rearranging patterns, because your hands can improvise. Method 2. Simpler. Drag the resampled audio into simpler, use one shot or classic mode, turn on snap, fix the start point, and if you get clicks, add a tiny fade in, like you're editing a drum break. Short fades on almost every slice is the difference between pro and why is this clicking all the time, especially when chorus is involved. In simpler, use the filter, LP24, add a touch of drive and keep the envelope tight. Again, tight start, controlled tail, the drums are fast. Your bass has to be disciplined. Now we shape the resampled audio so it hits. On the Hoover resample track, add drum bus, a Q8, multiband dynamics, auto filter for movement, and a limiter for safety. In drum bus, drive around 5 to 20%, crunch 5 to 15%. Usually turn boom off because we're handling sub separately. A great trick here is to use drum bus more as an envelope and punch tool than a distortion box. Small transient enhancement can make the Hoover speak without adding fizzy top-end sand. EQ8 next. High pass around 90 to 130 HE if you're using separate sub. If it's honky, look around 300 to 600 HC and do a narrow cut. If it's harsh, look around 2 to 6K HC. Only fix what's actually bothering you. Then multiband dynamics. Use it gently. Think of it as a stabilizer. A tiny bit of control in the mids and highs can stop the Hoover from jumping out randomly when different slices hit. If you don't know what you're doing with multiband, do less. The fastest way to ruin a bass is to fix it to death. Add auto filter after that for additional movement if needed. Sometimes a slow band pass sweep gives menace and talking character without turning the sub into a wobble. And then limiter at the end just to catch peaks. Not for loudness. Safety only. Now the sub. On sub sign. Load operator. Oscillator is set to sign. Then put saturator after it, 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip on. That touch of harmonic content helps the sub translate on smaller speakers without turning it into a mid bass. Write the sub following the root notes of your Hoover pattern, but simpler and usually longer notes. Quarter notes, half notes, just anchoring the groove. Here's the rule, the sub should feel like weight, not like a separate instrument performing its own solo. Next, side chain. Put Ableton compressor on both the Hoover resample and the sub. Turn on sidechain and select your kick as the input. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds depending on the groove. Then lower the threshold until the kick clearly punches through. And remember, rolling DNB doesn't always need insane pumping. You just need enough ducking so the low end stays readable at speed. Quick extra coaching move. Create a bass control group. Group your Hoover resample and sub-sign tracks. Put one utility at the end of the group. Use that as your reliable trim knob so the bass doesn't dominate the master while you arrange. It sounds basic, but it saves mixes. Now let's talk arrangement, because a 2-bar loop isn't a drop yet. Take your 2-bar idea and turn it into a 16-bar section. A classic approach is, bars 1 to 4, establish the main Hoover rhythm. Bars 5 to 8, at a variation by swapping one or two hits with a different slice. Bar is 9 to 12, introduce a question phrase, maybe a higher note, shorter tail, something that feels like an answer to the drums. Bars 13 to 16, strip it back and do one big tail throw into a fill. Ear candy options, echo throw on a single stab at the end of every four bars, or a short reverb tail, then resample that tail and place it intentionally, or reverse one Hoover hit to create that jungle pull-in. The key is, one clear event, not constant chaos. Now some common mistakes to avoid while you're working. Don't keep the sub inside the Hoover resample. That's phase roulette. Don't chorus the whole spectrum and expect it to hit in a club. Keep lows mono. Keep width higher up. Don't oversample without labeling. You'll get lost. Don't ignore envelopes. Hoovers smear over drums if you let them. And don't overcook saturator or drum bus until it turns into one noisy rectangle. You want definition. T&B is fast. Definition is everything. Let's level up with a few advanced ideas using stock tools. Velocity-driven tone changes. Once you slice to drum rack, open a pad simpler, turn on velocity routing, and map velocity to filter frequency and a touch of drive. Now ghost notes are darker and accents are brighter, and suddenly your bass line feels played, not programmed. Stereo versus mono call and response. Make two versions of the same Hoover chain. One centered, width like 0 to 30%, more punch. One wide, width 80 to 120%. But high pass it higher, like 200 to 300 Hz, so the width doesn't mess up the low mids. Alternate them every bar. You get movement without adding notes. Aid it Hoover using autopan. Put autopan on the Hoover audio, amount 100%. Phase at 0 degrees so it becomes tremolo instead of panning. Rate 1/8 or 1/16. Automate the amount so only certain hits get chopped. This is such a clean way to add rhythm without rewriting the MIDI. Micro pitch hooks. Add shifter in pitch mode and automate fine pitch plus or minus 5 to 15 cents on specific stabs. Just a couple moments. This audio version is shortened for playback.